Trumos Perek Zayin, Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeschus Lilu Nishmas Rabaron Yudaleib and Rabnoach Tzvi. The seventh Perek of Maseches Trumos continues with the theme of eating Truma by a non-qualified person. The Mishnah begins, Ho'ochel Truma B'mezid, if someone who's a non-Kohen deliberately eats Truma, Mishalem Asakeren, he has to pay back the amount of money of what he has consumed. Veino Mishalem Asachomesh, he doesn't have to add another fifth because that's only in a case when he ate Shuma Bishogig by mistake. Hatashlumin Chulin. Now, what he pays is itself not Shuma. What he pays is just Chulin because there's a special pasuk that says in regards to someone who eats Bishogig, V'nasan LaKohen Asakodesh, he will give back to the Kohen that which is holy. But apparently, when it's not Bishogig, he doesn't have to give what's holy. And therefore, since what he's giving is secular, Imratza Kohen Limchol Mochel. If the Kohen, who was the victim of his theft, tells the man, you know what, I forgive it, you don't need to pay anything back to me, he doesn't need to pay anything back. A daughter of a Kohen, when she's not married, has the status of a Kohen and can eat Truma. If she marries a Yisrael, while she's married to the Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. If her husband dies or she gets divorced and she doesn't have any children from him, she goes back to being able to eat Truma. Bas Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, Shenisus LeYisrael, who marries a Yisrael, so right now she can't eat Truma. V'yachar kach, and while married to a Yisrael, achla Truma, she ate Truma, then she's not exactly a czar who eats Truma, but on the other hand, she's not qualified to eat Truma. So Mishalemes is a Kohen, she has to pay the principal like a person who steals from his friend. She doesn't have to add the extra fifth. The Torah says, V'chol zor lo yochal bo v'ish ki yochal kodesh b'shgaga v'yasef chamishiso alav. The Torah says, a czar, a stranger who eats the truma by mistake, has to add a fifth. She's not a stranger because she can go back to eating truma if her husband were to die or were to divorce her and she didn't have any children from him. However, umisasa bisreifa, this woman, the daughter of a Kohen, if she is disloyal to her husband and she has a marital affair, she gets punished not with the normal punishment of a married woman who has an affair, which would be choking. She gets punished with hot lead being poured down her throat, burning. This is le'echem mikola psulin. If the Bas Kohen marries a person who she's not allowed to marry, like a chalal or a mamzer, then mishalem is karen v'chomesh, she has to pay both the principal and the fifth. Because if she's married to a pasul, let's say a mamzer or a nasin or a chalal, so then even if her husband were to die or to divorce her, she would not go back to being able to eat truma. So she has lost her status of being a kohenes, according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, if she eats truma by mistake, she has to pay keren v'chomesh. Mishalem is keren v'chomesh. She has to pay the principal plus another fifth. And if she's disloyal to her husband, since she's no longer considered a bas kohen, misasa bechenek, her punishment would be choking, divrei Rabbi Meir, this is divrei Rabbi Meir. However, chachamim disagree. Chachamim omrim zo v'zo. Both a woman who is married to a regular Yisrael and a bas kohen who is married to someone who is disqualified to her. Mishalmos es hakeren. If she eats truma, she has to pay the principal. Ve'enan mishalmos es hachomesh, she doesn't have to add the added fifth. Even if she's married to a pasul, she's still not a zara. She used to be a kohenes. And she's still a bas kohen, according to the chachamim. Therefore, she's disloyal to her husband, misasan b'sreifa. If either are disloyal to her husband, the death would be burning and not choking. The third Mishnah talks about a person who feeds his children by mistake, truma. He's a Yisrael, he's not qualified to eat Shuma, and his children are not qualified to eat Shuma. Mishnah Gimel, Amachil Esban of Ketanim, somebody who mistakenly feeds his minor children, Be'as Abadav, or his slaves, Be'in Gdol and Be'in Ketanim, whether they are adult or minors, and he fed them Shuma by mistake. Oh, or Ho'ochel Shuma Schutz La'aretz, someone who eats truma of outside of Israel, a non-Kohen by mistake who eats truma of outside of Israel, so it's not biblically truma. Va'ochel pachos mikazayas truma, or someone who ate less than a kazayas worth of truma of Israel, because that's not considered eating. So in all these cases, mishalem es hakeren, he only pays the principal, ve'inu mishalem es hachomesh, he doesn't have to add the fifth. Va'atashlumin chulin, and what he pays is secular, he doesn't have to pay truma, and therefore imratza kohen limchol mochel. If the Kohen wants to forgive it, the Kohen may do so. Zaklal, here is the rule, says Mishnah Dalet. Kol Mishalim Karim V'Chomesh, if the person who ate the chumah has to pay the principal plus a fifth, Hatashlum in chuma, what he pays becomes chuma, because the pasuk says v'nasan l'koines hakodesh, he'll give to the coin that which is holy, and therefore since what he pays back is chuma right away, yimratz hakoin limchol, if the coin wants to forgive it, eno mochel, he can't, because he's not really fully in charge of it. However, in all the cases of mishalim es hakeren v'eno mishalim es hachomesh, when you only pay the principal and you don't add the fifth, let's say if it was your children who were minors who ate the chuma, slaves who ate the chuma, it was chumas chutz la'aretz, it was chuma less than a kezias that was consumed, it was a bas kohen who was married to a Yisrael who ate the chuma. So in all these cases, when there is a payment of the principal without the fifth, then the tashlum of the payment is chulin, it's secular matters, like or if it was eaten b'mezid, but and therefore, since it's a secular matter, it's not chuma, imratza koin limchol mochel. If the koin wants to forgive, he may do so. Now we go back to the topic of meduma, the mixtures of chuma with chulin. Shtei kupos, let's say you have two boxes of grain. Achashol chuma, one of the boxes of grains is chuma grains, v'achashol chulin, the other box is chulin. Shenafla sa'ah chuma, and let's say you have a sa'ah of chuma that falls l'toch achas mehen to one of the boxes, but you don't know ve'inu yadua le'ezu. You don't know which box it fell into. Le'ezu mehen nafla. So, hareyani omer l'toch shel chuma nafla. Rabbi Meir says we can assume that the chuma fell into the chuma box, and the chulin box is still fine to be eaten. Now, Eino yodua ezo hi shel chuma ve'ezo hi shel chulin. If we don't even know which box is the box of chuma, which box is the box of chulin, and so we don't know what's what, so then achal achas mehen, if a non-kohen ate one of these boxes, potter, he doesn't have to pay the extra fifth because maybe he ate the chulin. Vashnia, but now in terms of the second box, noeg ba'ka chuma, he has to treat it as chuma. But also, he has to suspect maybe it's not chuma, and therefore, if he's going to want to eat from the second box, he has to separate chala. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi poter, Rabbi Yossi exempts from chala. We don't know which box was chuma, which was chulin. And therefore, it's treated like meduma, where there's actually a mixture of chuma and chulin, and there's no obligation of chala. Achal acher es hashnia. Let's say one person ate the first box, and now a second Yisrael comes and eats the second box. Pater, that second Yisrael is also exempt from adding a fifth to what he ate, because he can say, I ate the chulin, the first guy ate shuma. Achal echad es shtehen. But if one person ate both boxes, so certainly chuma was eaten. We just don't know which one is chuma. So the smallest box, Mishalim Kaktana Shebishtein, he has to pay as if the smallest box was the box of chuma. He has to pay the principal plus a fifth. The sixth Mishnah. Again, we're talking about where you have two boxes. One box is a box of chuma. One box is a box of chulin. But you don't know which is which. Nafla achas mehen l'tocha chulin. If one of the boxes falls now into another box, a bigger box of chulin, ena medamasan. You wouldn't say that the new box now has a status of dimua, because we don't know that chuma fell in. Maybe it was chulin that fell in. Vashnia, and the second box, noig bakachuma, he has to treat it as if it is chuma, because we're assuming that the first box wasn't. Vechayeves bachala, but also maybe it's not chuma, and you'd have to give chala from it. If you ever be made, it's if you ever be made. However, Rabbi Yossi poter. Rabbi Yossi says that the second box doesn't need challah, because as we said before, according to Rabbi Yossi, since we don't know which box is chulin, which one is truma, it's considered meduma, and meduma doesn't need challah separated from it. Now, let's say again, we have two boxes. We don't know which one is which. One box is truma, one box is chulin. Now, one box fell into chulin. And now the second box, nafla shniya l'makom acher, fell into another box of chulin. So again, ena medamasan, we're not going to make this second box into a status of dimua, because maybe really the first box was the one of truma. Naflu shtein l'makom echad, but if both boxes fall into one place, then certainly there is dimua, And we don't know which box, the larger box or the smaller box. We assume that the smallest box was the box of Truma, and that's the one that amount is what creates the status of Dimua. Mishnah Zayin. Zaras Achad Mehen. Again, you have these two boxes. One is Truma, one is Chulin. You just don't know which one is which. Then you went and you planted one of the boxes. So Patr. So then, even though you're not allowed to plant Truma, and if you do plant Truma by mistake, you have to uproot it. And if you don't uproot it, the Truma that you plant by mistake, what grows is also considered Truma. Here, you don't need to uproot all these seeds, and what grows would be considered Chulin, because we assume that what you planted was the box of Chulin. Vashnia, and the second box that you haven't planted, no higba katruma, you have to treat it as if it is truma. V'chayevas b'chala, but maybe it's not truma, so you still have to separate chala from it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. However, Biosi Poter, Biosi says you don't have to separate chala, because you can assume, because it has the status of meduma, and you don't have to separate chala from it. So again, you had two boxes, one was truma, one was chulin, you forgot which was which, and you mistakenly planted one, you can assume that the one you planted was chulin. You don't need to uproot it. What happens if then, zara acher es hashnia, somebody else planted the second box? So again, he also, Potter, doesn't have to uproot it, because maybe what he planted was the chulin, maybe what you planted was the truma. But zara acher es shtehen, but if one person plants both of these boxes, v'davar shazaro kala, if it's seed that's going to disintegrate in the ground, let's say wheat or barley, mutter, so whatever grows is permitted, because what grew is considered the growth of meduma, and that's permitted. However, v'davar shein zaro kala, but if it's a type of seed that stay in the ground, let's say onions or garlic, aser, what grows is not allowed to be eaten, because something which doesn't decompose, that whatever grows from it is considered gedulei truma and is in fact asur, is in fact prohibited. Ad kan, perek zayin of Maseches Trumos.